A tradition unlike any other.
When they throw the ball to Curtis Samuel, there must be a memo that said you can only throw to him at or behind the line of scrimmage. Why is he here?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I just think it's a really bad matchup with their quarterback and their skill position against a depleted defense. So I don't like this. I don't feel good about this matchup. I will take Houston to win the game.
Back to pass. Looking deep down the middle on a post pattern. He's got Collins caught at the 15 and in for the touchdown. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick is long enough and it is good. At the gun, Kaimi Fairbairn wins it for the Houston Texans with a 59-yard game-winning field goal.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay. Well, hey, you were right. You didn't think they'd beat Houston, and they didn't. Would you have run the ball once on the final possession?
You know, I actually, as much as we talked about this last night, I am very much aggressive. I'm glad you're going for the win and all that. Honestly, I sat there the other day when they got the ball at the three and thought, just run it and make Houston burn their three timeouts. Because I really didn't think they're going to get into field goal range on that drive. Not with the way the passing game looked. Mm-hmm. So the key was, don't leave them with the ability to stop the clock. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to get the ball back. And their kicker's deadly from 50 plus.
Yep.
So I would have done everything to burn the timeouts.
Okay. Time to pick the Bills. Bills, Jets, Monday Night Football. First thing I'd like you to pick, will Devontae Adams be in this stadium?
That's a good question. Not active, but actually in. So will the Jets have traded for Devontae Adams before the game?
Or the Bills.
Yeah, I don't think the Bills are trading for Devontae Adams. I'll say the Jets end up trading for Devontae Adams this week. I watched their game Sunday morning. Oof. And that's right, Joe. Yikes. That's a really good way to describe
it. They've
the
got bigger
offense.
Problems than the Bills because their quarterback is just not good enough.
That's right.
He's not good enough.
He is off target. I don't know, maybe it's a whole miscommunication, but he does not look good. He's missing open receivers. He looks really frustrated in their offense. Their running game, Breece Hall, has done nothing.
No, he's been bad.
Idea why. And Rodgers is getting hit and he looks old. Their offense the last two games has been putrid. I will take the Bills to win this game.
Score?
9-6.
Okay.
I love it. Bet the under.
What is the over-under for this
41
game?
41.5.
People finally get off of Tyler Bass's case for a week as he delivers a game-winning kick?
That would be nice.
No, actually he's going 3-for-6 from field goals to win the game.
All right, so Bills win.
Yeah.
They're 4-2. Home Titans.
You know, this should be a game the Bills should win. I'm not nervous about the Titans, even though the last 2 weeks, they should easily beat Tennessee. I'll take a win.
At Seattle.
Yeah, so this is one of those games where you look at it and go, well, Seattle did just lose at home to the Giants, and I did not see that coming. But, you know, because of the last 2 weeks, this pick the Bills is going to be a little bit on the dark side. So I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Ooh, Seahawks. So 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
Home Miami.
And he said he's announced he's going to the dark side.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry. I think they'll beat the Dolphins. I'm obviously very curious to see what happens with Tua. In theory, right, that would be his first or second game back if he's back for week 8.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just think the Dolphins are a train wreck.
They're missing half their team around Tua.
Yeah, and Achan just got left with a concussion the other day. I mean, they've got some major issues over there.
6-3. At Indianapolis, you want to talk about a defense the Bills should be able to beat.
Yeah.
It's Indianapolis. Their defense is terrible.
But who's playing quarterback for the Colts?
Let's say Flacco.
I'll take the Colts.
Wow. Do we think Flacco will be the quarterback, though?
Shouldn't he be?
They're not benching Richardson,
well,
right?
That's true. They have to figure out, do they legitimately think they can actually make the playoffs and do anything with Joe Flacco? Because if not, I get it. You sell tickets and your fans want wins, but then you're not developing Anthony Richardson, and he clearly is the guy they invested in. So I would get Richardson in the game.
Colts, you said?
Yeah, I'll take the Colts.
Colts.
Okay. I warned you.
Chiefs at Bills.
Chiefs.
Uh-oh.
Here comes a series of punches.
This is about to be bad.
Chiefs at Bills. Niners at Bills.
Cover your nether region. Niners.
Bills at Rams.
Can I just tell you, I did this when I was angry. So I should have factored that in.
Yeah.
I will say the Bills will end. By the way, That would be the first three-game losing streak in the history of Josh Allen's Bills career, but if that happens.
Wow.
He's never lost four out of five? Yeah, he's never lost three straight starts. Wow. Never. Bills at Rams.
He might this week.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I mean, he does not do well against the Jets defense, which, by the way, is still really good. Their biggest problem Sunday morning was they couldn't stop Justin Jefferson, and they kept taking penalties. Yeah. Even Sauce Gardner. Gardner got flagged like a gazillion times trying to cover Justin Jefferson.
Well, if he can't cover Justin Jefferson, he's not going to be able to cover...
That's right. Right. They're not. They don't have to face Justin Jefferson in this game.
Bills.
I'll take the.
Did you pick the Rams?
I'll take the Bills to beat the Rams.
Bills over Rams. Okay. Bills Lions.
I'll take the Lions.
Patriots at Bills for the first of their two matchups in the final 3 weeks of the season.
They're averaging 12 points a game and 119 passing yards.
Yeah,
the Patriots.
I've got a stat for you. Kirk Cousins threw more passing yards on Thursday than the Patriots have thrown for all season.
Right. I mean, Drake May will be quarterbacking well before then, I would assume, but it doesn't matter. Mm. The Bills will beat New England.
Do the Patriots have a receiver that's like got more yards than the Bills receiver?
I don't think so.
Like,
they're really
with
bad.
Their offense?
Hunter Henry might.
Okay.
Yeah, they might have a tight end. I'll look. It's possible.
Do they even have a receiver who has over 100 yards?
I'm trying to think who it might be. DeMario Douglas would be the guy for them that would have it.
The leading receiver in New England has 180 yards. It is Hunter Henry.
Wow.
Okay.
The leading wide receiver is DeMario Douglas with 153 yards.
What's Shakir got? 230? No, he's over 200, right?
He's got to have more than
three?
That.
I can't remember.
All right, so win over the Patriots, home Jets.
They'll beat the Jets.
And then at Patriots.
And they'll beat the Patriots.
What's that record?
10-7.
10-7.
I mean, that's winning the division.
Yeah. Hold on, though. 10-7 and 6-0 in the division is what you picked.
The
yeah.
AFC stinks. This
4-7 outside the division.
So yeah. Here's the problem. See, they played Arizona, Miami, and Jacksonville. Looked really good. And then they stepped up. We all know Miami's a fraud, right? There's no reason to put Miami in with any of the legit teams in the league. No. And I know Arizona looks good, and they just beat San Francisco. But they stepped up in competition against Baltimore and Houston, and what happened? They look bad in the two games against the best teams on their schedule so far. That makes me worried. They'll beat the teams that they should beat, but when you go up in competition... You got to prove it to me, guys. You got to start winning these games. And they did not look good in the last two. At least the defense played well in the second half on Sunday.
Yes. I think the defense is still good.
With what they're going through, I mean, again, no Ed Oliver, no Taron Johnson, right? Austin Johnson, no Rapp.
Yeah, I mean, Cole Bishop got beat for a big play, but otherwise they forced two turnovers.
Didn't hurt that Collins left the game injured. That helped.
That helped quite a bit.
But I thought the defense played well. The defense gave the Bills a chance to win the game on Sunday.
Nico Collins is out week to week.
I saw with that hammy. Yeah, that's bad. That's big for them.
It's a big loss.
Absolutely.
For them.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right,
fellas.
What else you see? Anything last night? See any of the Saints and Chiefs?
I can't. I will not subject myself to watching Kansas City win football games. It's too much.
It was the best they've looked all year, I think.
Great. Yeah, I see they're 5-0 now, and it doesn't matter who's hurt. I cannot physically handle watching the Chiefs win and hear a national broadcast send flowers their way. It's just too much.
Who's a better team, the Bills or the Bengals?
Boy, the Bengals defense is trash. I think the Bills are a better team.
Bengals lost to Baltimore. They lost to Kansas City, both in like toss-up
games.
Kansas
City game, right.
But
I'll tell you this. Who would
win a matchup?
Yeah, if that were on the schedule, would you
pick? Bills-Bengals, who would you pick?
I would actually pick the Bills.
Okay.
Cincinnati literally can't stop people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But look at this. Now, the Bills just did. Bills played the Ravens defense, and the Bills looked bad. Joe Burrow played that same Ravens defense 7 days after the Bills did, and he threw for 392 yards and 5 touchdowns. What does Joe Burrow have that the Bills don't? Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's the economy, stupid. Sorry, I went old school for that one.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey, always fun to pick the Bills, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for making me do this.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Love you, too. Good to see you.
Nice.
Go Mets.
Amen, bro. Just get through this round. I don't think they have a prayer in the NLCS, but just get through this round and beat Philly.
All right. Go Mets.
Yep.